You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with the doctors from the Rewind Anti-Aging Clinic here in Miami. We got Mark and Brian with us. We're talking about how they drew my blood, how it was different than what happens when you typically get your blood drawn. And why don't we go real quick recap? What's the difference between what happens at the PCP and what happens when I go to you guys when you draw blood?
What happens when you go to your primary care physician is they're screening for disease. They're not looking to see if your levels are optimal. In fact, they're not even looking at some of the important levels that indicate wellness. And when we think of wellness, we think specifically of your hormones and your vitamin levels. And that's one of the key differences between the blood tests that we run as compared to your regular doctor.
Now, one of the things you found out was that I had high blood sugar, which isn't really a surprise because there's diabetes in my family, but we thought I was eating healthy, you know, and then you told me what was going on. You told me what I was eating. You told me why it was bad for you. I called up my wife. She's ready to go to the store with you guys. I mean, what is she putting in her basket that needs to switch?
I have a number one rule I tell people, which is let's keep it simple and not eat processed foods. If you get rid of processed foods, you get rid of a lot of chemicals, a lot of additives, and a lot of sugar.
So no potato chips, no cookies, no candies, no none of that good stuff?
It depends how you want to feel and how you want to look as you age.
Oh, I want to feel like $1 million. I want to be able to run through a wall, and I want everybody to know it. I almost said a couple of dirty words there. Now, Mark is cracking up. Mark, what would you... Oh, by the way, my mom's down for this, too. My mom wants to do it, and my mom wants to make sure she helps me out, too. What's the first step that people need to do? Okay, I came in. I got my test. I said, okay, I'm down for this. What's the first thing that I need to do?
I think there are a couple things that are key. Number one is accountability to yourself and to the program. By that, I mean really monitor your food intake. Take pictures of yourself, a before and after picture. We sort of get our clients to buy into taking a picture of themselves every Monday so that they can see the transformation as it occurs. Number two, stay committed to eating healthy. And by that, we like a lot of salads, a lot of egg whites, a lot of grilled meats. And we try to stay away from sauces and things that add sugar to your diet. But by the way, I wanted to mention one thing with regards to the blood test that I think is key. When you get your blood test back from Quest and you talk to your physician about it, a testosterone for a male, a normal range is 300 to 1100. And when you talk to your physician, as long as you're within that band, whether you're at 305 or let's say you're at 1050, they consider you healthy and normal. But I will promise you that someone who has a testosterone level at 1100 feels a hell of a lot better than someone who's at 300.
So how do we know what the right number is for us?
We try to take it from a statistical viewpoint, and we know what the average is for your age group, and we try to get you into the upper 20 percentile for your particular age group.
Now, some of this stuff can be done over the counter, right? Just by some quick, good stuff? I don't know. I'm asking the questions. You guys are the doctors.
You know, if over-the-counter worked, everyone that went and shopped at GNC would look like $1 million. And I know thousands of people personally that go to GNC and they buy a ton of products and they don't look fantastic.
No, it's not about looking fantastic. It's about keeping the GNC stock price up.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And they have big marketing budgets, by the way.
Listen, I'm not interested in GNC. I'm interested in JIM. So what's something that somebody's significant other that goes food shopping could do to change the household life today? You talked about stop buying processed foods, but not everybody's going to be able to be a stickler for that. I'm already walking around. You know, I left you. I went to eat lunch. I said, I can't eat any of this. I can't eat any of this. And I'm sitting there watching America having their cheeseburger and their, I gotta just say it, fried chicken with waffles. I mean, and they're not exactly looking good and healthy while they're doing it. But what makes them different from me? How can I impact myself because I've got the same desires to eat that they do?
I'll tell you what, why don't you can start by making smart choices. For example, doesn't a steak taste a heck of a lot better than a potato chip?
Yes.
Well, you can sit down and you can have a bowl full of potato chips, and they may have the same caloric content as a steak. I would much rather have a fresh steak, which is much better. It's a source of protein. It's a source of healthy fat. And as long as you don't eat it with a baked potato and sour cream, and you eat it with a healthy salad, it's a great meal.
Now, how do people find you? Because we're running out of time, but I know that we've got to have you back because everything's going bananas on Facebook and all my stuff is going nuts. So I already know people like what you're doing. How do they find you? I mean, I found you on Biscayne Boulevard. I couldn't believe it. Not walking, but you had an office there.
Mm-hmm. For anyone who wants to find our website, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. If you just do a Google search on Rewind Anti-Aging, we'll be number one. We're at the top of the page. It's all of our contact information, and they can get a hold of us via email or Facebook, or actually just give us a call.
I got a question for you. You look absolutely ripped. Did you used to look like me?
You can take a look at our Instagram account or our Facebook account. It's a little embarrassing because I've had to post some pictures of me when I wasn't in my best shape. But you can see that I started out as looking like the average person, which was about 30 pounds overweight. I had low energy. It's hard to admit, but now I do to all of my friends and now to your audience that I was actually clinically depressed. And with the help of proper hormones and balanced hormones, I was able to work myself out of that condition.
Well, high five to you, Brian. And Mark, thank you for bringing Brian along with you because he said everything.
My pleasure.
That's because it's all about them.